Okay, I'd like to welcome Anthony Kim to the media room. Anthony started out the season at Mercedes with a tie for second, and he had a tie for 30th last year at this event. Anthony, if you'll just start off with some general comments about your first event this year and kind of thoughts leading into the tournament this week.
Well, I've gotten off to a good start, obviously finishing second at Mercedes and taking some time off right before the tournament, so I feel like my game is starting to come around, and I'm going to have to put in some hard work, but looking forward to a good 2009.
Okay, let's open it up to questions, please.
How's your shoulder?
Shoulder feels great. I mean, it was a little tender, and I just didn't want to push it early in the year. If it was the last tournament, the Tour Championship, I may have played, but you know, I need to take care of it for the rest of the season, so I just thought it was smarter for me to take some time off and rehab.
Did you get an MRI?
I did.
And it came out good?
It came out good. It was nothing long-term, just strained it and just need to, it was a little bursitis and should be fine, and hopefully my game will show.
How'd you hurt the shoulder?
You know, I think it was like hole number 12 on the third round at Mercedes. I just swung too hard, probably trying to hit a drive too far, and just felt like I tweaked it and hurt pretty much the rest of the tournament. But obviously when you're close to the lead, you don't feel it as much.
Anthony, Camilo was in a couple minutes ago and was talking about how after his success last year, he's now kind of had to reevaluate, kind of raise his own bar, his own goals. Do you feel the same way?
No, I don't. I don't really. I don't set goals for myself. Besides, the main goal for every player out here is to be the best player in the world, and I'm just working to get there. And everything that comes along the way and gets in the way, like making a Ryder Cup, was huge, and I wanted to do that, but it wasn't something where if I didn't do it, it would tear me apart, because eventually I'm going to get there. I'm going to keep working and keep grinding away, and one day it'll happen. So I just want to stay on the same path I am now and elevate my game to a different level.
Now, you've had some weird injuries, I guess, right? You had the jaw thing, you had with the horse, you had the ankle with the steps, you had the shoulder with the
right.
Pound on the driver. I might be missing something also. Is this just freak stuff, or what? Just minor inconvenience? Is it going to affect anything? What's your take?
No, I don't think it's going to affect anything. I've been like that my whole life. I've always been the kid that is running around and trying to play as many sports as possible before the sun goes down. So, you know, there were lots of times where I did get injured, but that's how I grew up playing golf, and hopefully those injuries will start to go away, but I don't see that being a problem in the future.
Anthony, what are your overall impressions of the FBR Open?
I love it here. This is a tournament that I circle on the calendar every year, because I watched it. I watched Tiger make that hole-in-one, and I saw everybody throwing their cups at him and all the beer going around and people going wild. So I'm looking forward to giving that a shot for 4 days, and hopefully the fans will have something to cheer about.
You notice a lot of tour players embrace it or don't like it at all? I mean, is it kind of polarizing in that way?
I gotta believe that people love it. There's obviously a couple guys who probably don't like the noise, but look, if you can't play in that atmosphere, don't come to this tournament. It's a one time a year deal, and I enjoy it so much. This is as close as we get to playing in at Staples Center or you know, inside a football dome. So just excited to be here and excited to hit some good golf shots.
As you're out on the course, what are you thinking as you approach 16?
Well, hopefully I'm thinking about 15, but if I stay on my game, I'll be thinking about 15, making that putt or whatever, making a good swing, and then I'll be ready on 16.
Have you been booed at 16?
I have been booed.
What happened? Did you run it through?
Well, What was crazy was I hit a good golf shot. The pin was front left, and I hit it, and the wind came up, and it went in the bunker. And the last, it covered the bunker, but it rolled back in. And as I'm walking and the ball's rolling back, they started booing me. So I just told them to keep it coming because it was hilarious.
You last year talked about having something of an epiphany with Cockhill when you saw Tiger at the BMW in 07. It made you, I guess, become more disciplined or realize you needed to become more disciplined. Where do you stand with your relationship with discipline right now? Are you happy with your progress? Do you still need to get more zoned in like Tiger and
DJ
and whatever?
Well, right now I know that's my weakness. I know I like to have one thing that's important to me is having fun and always having a smile on my face. So the problem is that I used to chase that feeling all the time, and I'm trying my hardest not to go there anymore, you know. And it doesn't mean I can't have fun. It just means I have to be smarter about it. And I am becoming somewhat of a role model to other kids, and I don't want to be that guy where they say, oh, he had all that talent and he's wasting it. So
when you say you don't want to go there anymore, what does that mean? Being known for the nightlife,
right? Yeah. I don't want to be that guy. And my mom and dad are sitting right there, and they don't want me to be that guy either. So as long as I could keep them happy, I know I'm doing a good job, and I'm definitely striving to be more focused like Tiger. And Camilo does a tremendous job of being focused and working hard. And I know I have a long way to go, but I'm definitely willing to put in the work. I just don't know when all this will happen, but I'm going to try my best.
Well, some of it's got to be, what are you, 23, 24?
23.
Natural maturity, right?
Right. I feel like I've grown up quite a bit, but I know 20, 25 years old, I'll look back and say, why did I do this? Or that was stupid, or, you know, I shouldn't have done that. But I'm learning as I go, and I have a lot of great people around me helping me and guiding me in the right way.
Is that focus the only thing keeping you from, I hate to say Tiger because he's such a different breed of cat, but from reaching your potential?
It has a lot, that's mostly it. Focus, there's, I still need to be more patient. My mom's been telling me that since I was 4 years old. More patience, Tony. So I definitely have to be more patient on the golf course, and when things aren't going my way, not try to force anything. I'm still working on all parts of my game. I think one thing, the thing that was lacking last year in my game was a bump and run shot in my short game, and then I look back and there's so many other things that I have to work on, not just the bump and run. So I'm getting better, but the focus is the biggest part. Like I said earlier, hopefully I'll be thinking about 15 and not 16 when I am on 15. But that has been the case where I've been thinking about 16 when I teed off on one and how excited I am to hit that golf shot. But I'm learning and I'm going to keep getting better.
Last year, I kept them hearing more and more of, he's the only guy who can hit shots like some shots that Tiger has, or the only other guy who has the arsenal that you have is Tiger. Have you heard some of that from Tuesday practice partners or players? And if so, what has really resonated very nicely with you?
I've heard that, but then I'll see somebody hit a crazy shot and I say, how unbelievable is that shot? So everybody out here hits some incredible shots, and I know one of the strengths is me being, my lack of focus helps me because I will be on the range and try to hit a 30-yard hook with a pitching wedge, and then I'll need to hit it in the tournament. And I've done it so many times that I'll pull it off, and I think that has helped me. And I'm not willing to just play the conservative shot all the time. I'm going to try to push the envelope a little bit and try to win golf tournaments. So even though it feels good to hear people say that, I know that there's still a long way for me to go because I'm not winning, you know, a lot of tournaments.
Any final questions? Okay, thank you for being here, Anthony.
Thanks.